So with Purim around the corner, one of the features that gives Purim its unique characteristic is the costumes that people wear, which certainly lend a much different flavor to the day than any other day of the year. This is an old practice. The Rambam mentions it in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav. He mentions specifically masks, but it seems that they also wore other costumes as well, because he talks about men wearing women's clothing and women wearing men's clothing. So it's an old practice. What would be the reason for such a thing? So the Chassidish Sfarim give lots of reasons. Two reasons that I saw are as follows. One, the Gemara says, Esther min haTorah minayin, from the Pasuk, Anochi Aster Astir Panai, that this was a time of Hester Panim. And the Geula was also through Hester Panim. It was through Derech HaTeva. So in order to recall that and to celebrate that, so we also have a Hester Panim. Maybe that relates to specifically to the masks aspect of the costumes. I saw the name of the Sfas Emes that says in the Megillah that Rabbim Ibnei Ares Misyadim. So he understands that to mean that they weren't converting, they were pretending to be Jewish. They were dressing up as Jews because they were so scared and intimidated by the sudden rise to power, the Benahafachu. So we also recall that element of the miracle by dressing up, and maybe that would relate to the practice of a more full type of a costume. All the reasons have in common is that they recall the Nes in some way. And I think that's a significant point, that like everything else we do on Purim, the Indian of dressing up should link into a general celebration of Purim, which is a meaningful one. Our concept of Simcha, which the Poskim write, all the Poskim write this, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses, our concept of Simcha is one in which it is a real Simcha, a recognition of the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he brought us a Yeshua, celebrating that Shevach Ve'oda, as opposed to frivolity, lightheadedness, silliness. That's not our concept of Simcha. That's something else. That's called holus, and that's not what we're looking for on Purim. So therefore, it goes without saying, obviously, that costumes, for sure, it's an old minug, 100%. It should be done in such a way that it links in to a real celebration of the Nes of Purim. Some costumes, it seems to me, don't really contribute to that atmosphere. Sometimes I think that it's hard for people to be anything other than silly. If you're 18 years old and a guy and dressed up like a ballerina or something, so then I think it's hard to take anything seriously. So certainly the costumes should be such that they link into a real celebration of the Mitzvah Sayom. In that realm, it's interesting to note that the Ramah quotes one siman earlier in Tafresh Sadihei, the minhag of the Ma'aril, which many poskim quote as well, which was to wear Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov, again in recognition of the fact that this is a day which is an important day and a day of real Simcha. I think I saw in the Kaf HaChaim that he gives another reason as well. He says, you're sitting and listening to the Megillah, so you read, U'mordechai yatzav milifnei ha'melech b'vush malchus. So this is also another way to recall that element of the Nei. So we sit in whatever l'vush malchus we have, our Big Day Shabbos, our Big Day Yom Tov, and that recalls as well the Nei. Certainly during davening is a time as well. Davening we take seriously all year round, and certainly on Purim. So also something to a time definitely to be happy, to be exuberant, but to be serious and to treat it with kavod and not with silliness. On a halachic level, much of the discussion with regard to costumes pertains to the issue of cross dressing. The Rambam writes in Tafresh Sarivav that there are those who permit a man to wear women's garments, let's say, and those who forbid. And he says the minhag is lahakel. How do you understand such a minhag? The Rambam himself in Yoridei and Kuf Pei Beis, which is the real sugya of cross-dressing, writes that even to wear one garment of the opposite sex is a problem. How do you understand? So the heter is mostly based on the Ma'ari Mintz, who argues that the iser to wear women's clothing is if you're doing so because you think this makes you look nice. So that would be a problem. Or if you're trying to pass yourself off as a woman in order to mix in with the women. And, to be one of them, probably for illicit purposes. So that's the opinion of the Ma'ariv. Therefore, here you're doing it for Simchas Purim. So therefore, it would be permitted. There are many who argue on this. The Reim and the Bach and the Taz. Mishnah Berurah here quotes many poskim who disagree. And the Bach held that the Isser applies even if you're only going ahead and doing it for Simchas Purim. He says, if you want to put on a jacket because you're cold, and it's a woman's jacket, there would be room to be makeup. But not when it comes to doing so for Simchas Purim. The Mishnah Berurah writes that perhaps if there's only one garment that's a woman's garment, and the other ones are not, so then it's not as bad. He says, Efsher she'en limchos bem, according to the Primer Gadim, but the implication of the Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about the Seder. In fact, the Rama himself is not so excited about the Seder. If you look in the Darchei Moshe, he says, this is the reason for the Minhag L'Hakel. But, Tov L'Hachmir. So the Rama himself writes that in Darchei Moshe. In the Shulchan Aruch, he just says the Minhag is L'Hakel. So those who do so certainly have upon what to rely. We can't say that it's definitely usher, but the recommendation of the majority of the poskim is let's find something else to dress up as, and we can dress up as something within our own gender. We don't need to go ahead and make that and cross that bridge. Have a wonderful day.